have an open mind to receive the best from the presence of God. And it's the essence for gathering today. And I want to believe that God is faithful to speak to us today and to instruct us through his words so as to be able to walk in the light of his word at this time. All right, so we're welcome once again. If you're joining us on Family Essence, we are glad to have you here. And of course, before we move ahead, we'll just spend some time in prayer, and then we'll consider God's words for about 20 minutes or 25 minutes thereabout, and then that will be the end of the teaching for today. I want us to bow down our heads as we commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord, that as we've come into his presence today, that the Lord God Almighty will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Let us first appreciate God for the gift of life he has given to us and how he has been helping us in our walk with him. Let's thank God for helping us thus far, making us overcomers in this end time, and giving us the grace to sustain the fire of revival in us. And that today, as we gather in God's presence, that God Almighty will speak to our hearts, will speak to our lives. We will not see the Word of God as being familiar with the Word, that the Word will be a light to us, to shine light to our lives, to give meaning to our lives, to be able to perform the purpose for which it is written and in which it will be spoken to our lives today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray and ask for grace that God will help us to receive his word, and his word will illuminate our hearts and mind and will perform the purpose to which his word will be sent to us, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. A righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to be gathered once again in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for how thus far you've been helping us in our walk with you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we are gathered here to receive fresh grace from you, to receive strength from you through your word, to get nourished through your word in our lives. Lord, we pray that the entrance of your word will give light to our lives and will give meaning to our lives in Jesus' name. We ask for grace to receive your word and to be able to be the doer of your words in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, we ask you, O God, that you will speak to us from the hearts of the Father, and you will help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, thank you, Father, for now it is done, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you once again for joining us on Family Essence. I will say that it's a good thing to be gathered in God's presence and to learn in his word so as to know what exactly he has for us. So today on Family Essence, we'll be looking, considering a subject that the Holy Spirit has laid in my heart to share with us. Very briefly, we'll be looking at the topic before us, which is end-time deception. End-time deception. We live in a world where technology thrives. We live in a world where education is, you know, really pronounced, and we live in a world where knowledge has really, really increased, right? In terms of technology, in terms of education, in terms of fashion, in terms of a lot of things, basically, is really, you know, calling the attention of so many people, basically, including me. But then, what God is saying is that we should beware of end time deception, basically. We'll look at a few passages of scriptures and then we'll go from there, as the Holy Spirit will help us, basically. As good as these things are, technology, education, fashion, and other things like that, there is a need for us to tread with caution and to be careful the way we analyze these things and the way we accept them and the way we use these technologies and the way it comes to our civilization. So it's important, and without wasting much time, we'll look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy, I'll be reading from here. So, of course, if you have your electronic Bible, you can bring it out and read along. But then I will be reading from here as well. So Paul was writing to Timothy, and then, of course, Timothy is a young minister in the faith, and from time to time, Paul writes to him and to, you know, strengthen him, just the way we are sharing today on Family Essence, to, you know, strengthen our faith and to make us see the realities, or come into our reality and then walk in our reality as well. 1 Timothy chapter 1, I will read chapter 4, I read in verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 in verse 1. Now the Spirit, it says here, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils. Now, when Paul writes to Timothy, in chapter 1, there are things that Paul understood to be things that would happen, things recurring events, basically, that would happen in this end time. And it's writing to Timothy to warn him by the revelations of God. Paul is someone who has insights into the revelations of God. And then from time to time, he writes to Timothy to encourage Timothy and to strengthen his own faith as well, because the revelation comes to him as well, just to set him straight. And it's saying, given heed to seducing spirit. Now, seducing spirit has spirits of end time, basically. A spirit of lust, basically. There are different kind of spirits that actually, perhaps you see someone who introduce a technology, basically. As good as the technology is, for example, let me just cite an example of YouTube or Instagram or anything at all, as the case is, any, you know, software application. As good as this software application is, of course, you can view anything from around the world and all that. But of course, the devil has a way of using that to take advantage of our lives, basically. So someone spent 10 hours or 7 hours strolling on TikTok, and then, you know, and this person hasn't even spent 5 minutes praying in a day, but he has spent 7 hours strolling on TikTok, looking at different kind of videos, different kind of skits and all that. So Paul the Apostle is telling Timothy that whatever you do, you need to take heed. And a lot of people have given chances to, they've given chance and opportunity to seducing spirits to lure them away from the faith through various means. So here is a warning from Paul the Apostle to Timothy that some have departed from the faith. And this is the spirit of the end time. The spirit of the end time works through seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. True seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. So you hear people say some things, and then probably a pastor from a denomination say some things, and you begin to wonder, is this from the Bible? And then you begin to analyze, and you begin to analyze, and then before you know it, if you are not careful, you will depart from the faith because of what you are hearing. And then there are a lot of false teaching that flies around. And if care is not taken, if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to see those things and then be able to analyze through the eye of the Holy Spirit, through the lens of the Spirit of God, you can be drawn away. Now, there are different things that the enemy will paint to us. There are different things that looks basically legitimate to us. And then if care is not taken, those things have a tendency of, you know, making us depart from the faith that we have received. We'll look at Luke chapter 14, the book of Luke chapter 14. We'll look at the words of Jesus, and then Luke chapter 14 in verse 18. Luke chapter 14 in verse 18. Okay, I'll back up to verse 16, Luke chapter 14 and verse 16. It says there, "Then he said unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, a piece of land, and I must need to go see it. I pray thee, have me excused." Now, buying a piece of land, well, it's legitimate, right? He bought it with his own money, and, you know, it's something he probably wants to build a house or wants to erect something on that same piece of land. So he would need to go and see it and all that. And another said, "I bought a yoke of oxen," and then they all began to make excuses. In verse 20, it says, "And another said, I've married a wife," and all, which are legitimate things, basically. But if care is not taken, they can be, you know, they can be, they can take us away from the faith. Just the issue of end time deception. A lot of people would, you know, would want to say, well, I've not been deceived. I think I'm still on track. I'm still on track. I'm still following Christ. I'm still reading my Bible. I'm still praying and all that. And then if they would take inventory of your lives and your walk with God, how is it? What does it look like? Are you paying more attention on the mundane things and things that could take you away from the kingdom of God? Now, as good as technology is, new cars are being, you know, manufactured every day. New cell phones, new devices, basically, have been. And if care is not taken, the devil will come and will say, "Oh, this one is not okay. You can change it. Yeah, there's a latest version." And then from there's another latest version. And then from there's another latest version. From there, there's another latest version. On and on like that. This keeps going on. And then before you know it, all your focus are placed on those legitimate things. Those are legitimate things. Getting a new phone is a legitimate thing. And then, you know, marrying a wife, of course, it's legitimate. You know, you want to get married and all that. But if care is not taken, you can focus on those things, which are ways that the devil used to deceive so many people to make them feel, you know, they can still do that and then start following, you know, following Christ, and then before you know it, that's what seducing spirit does. They paint those things that you count as legitimate, and then the leverage on that, and then before you know it, that person start drifting away from the face. Just like the cosmetic in the cosmetics industry, basically. The cosmetics industry actually, you know, when you watch videos, they paint the picture of somebody who looks ugly. Well, not too, well, let me say ugly. Maybe not too, you know, not too pretty and all that. And then they paint the face of somebody who is pretty by using their, you know, their technology, basically, in terms of creams and all that. And then, you know, and all that. So they paint all these pictures and then make you feel, well, you are dirty, you are stinky, you don't look good and all that. And then they paint all those pictures and then they sell those things out to you. If care is not taken, the focus of that individual will be, oh, well, I want to look good because I want to be attractive to men. I want to, and then the person start chasing after those things and forgetting the things that are needful. So that's what the end time deception and then the spirit of the end time does. It's just a war against the soul of man, the war of deception. So in this world where we live right now, it's a war of deception, you know, and it's not just a war, it's a war against the soul. The devil is against the soul of man, and then it will make sure that soul is lost forever in eternity. It's lost. It doesn't have a chance of seeing the light of the day. It doesn't have the chance of making heaven at the end. And then when you begin to look at the words of Jesus start educating during his capacity building exercise, started educating his disciple and those who believe in his, you know, in his gospel and those who followed him, that in the days of Noah, you know, people were given in marriage, those things are legitimate, right? They are things that are good, right? But then the focus is shifted away from the pursuit of the kingdom of God, from the pursuit of heaven, and then you now capitalize on that. I don't want to say frivolity, but you capitalize on those things, you depend on those things, all your mind, everything is there, you wake up, your mind is there. So it has been, and that's what the spirit of the end time does, right? So when Paul wrote to Timothy, he warned him, it's a warning actually, to wake up, to wake up. So I want to say to you today, wake up and begin to think about where have you been deceived so far? Where? Is it from the technology angle of it? What do you watch on your phone? What do you look at on your phone? Or you have your phone password because you don't want any other person to look at those things that you do in a private. But, you know, remember, God is seeing you. If nobody sees you, God sees you. And you know within yourself that what you are doing is not in synchronization with the will of God. So wake up. Wake up. So we'll look at the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. Now Jesus said to them, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. In other words, that means entering into the kingdom of heaven, it won't come to you naturally. You have to strive to enter in. And if you must enter in, you have to be all in, no one leg in, one leg out. Not hanging on the fence, not carrying the cross with one hand in the word, one hand carrying the cross. That won't get you into heaven. Now, Christ said the kingdom of heaven, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffering violence, you have to take it by force. Prayer will not come to you ordinarily. The spirit of the end time will come to you and try to shake your feet. You will say no. I am not consented. I have laid my hands on the plow. I am moving on. Don't deceive me. So you have to learn the attitude of telling the devil, I cannot be deceived because I have the grace, I have the Spirit of God, and I have the power of God within me. A lot of things will come at us. Prayer will not happen ordinarily. Serving Jesus, picking up your cross daily, observing your quiet time, praying always, those things you have to make up your mind. This is what you have to do every day. Just like you wake up, you go to work. That's exactly how it is. You wake up, you take your bath. That's exactly how it is. You wake up, you brush your teeth. That's exactly how it is. So the end time deception is already, we're already at the end of time. And then you see so many things happening in the world, and then you begin to ask yourself, are we still in the, you see different things happening. Different things. And then you begin to ask yourself, are we still living here? So that's the deception. The devil wants us to feel, since the beginning, things have been like this. They say the trumpet will sound, it has not sounded, and all that. And then you begin different kind of doctrines flying all around. And then, you begin to doubt if the salvation you have, if it's something that is, if you should let go of it and then enjoy yourself. And then spend your money and then go where you want to go and then begin to do things, the way the flesh prescribed it to you. It is important that the war of deception is a war against the soul. And it's important that we understand that. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, it says, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. So it is a war against the soul. When Christ said in Mark chapter 8, 35 to 37, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So it's a war against the soul of man. The devil will come and deceive. That's his job. He has a first degree in the school of deception. So he's going to paint so many things to you. Perhaps you're working in a place, I mean, working is good. And then you're thinking, well, can I take extra shift? And then because I want to cover this, I want to do this, I want to do that and all that. And then while you are doing that, you are losing yourself. You are losing, you're not observing your quiet time. You don't pray as you usually do. You don't read the Bible as you usually do. It tells you, there's a latest phone that you need to get, but if you do, like a few hours extra shift and, over time and stuff like that, you will be able to, and it begins to paint those pictures. Not that what you have is not enough. And don't get me wrong, it's good to work. It's legitimate. So the devil comes using legitimate things to buy our faith. He buys your faith and then he gives you things that are mundane, things that would take over your soul. So when you see someone who doesn't know Christ, and the person feels that, well, I'm living large, and then I have a good car, a good job. I mean, I can go anywhere around the world and all that. And then, but the soul of that person is lost in mundane things. So the war of deception in this end time is a war against the soul. So where have you been deceived? Where exactly have you been deceived? In the book of Luke chapter 12, it says there, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. This is the word of Jesus. Take heed unto yourself. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. So